Welcome to the next episode of Wealth Strategies to Value. I'm your host, Troy Shorts. And today we're going to talk about the power of purpose. Do you know your purpose in life? No judgment. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. No judgment here. These are some things that I want to work with my clients on and get really crystal clear on what it is you've been put here to do. A clue to your purpose is what is it that you can do every single day, all day long, never get tired, and really don't even need to be compensated to do it. That's a huge clue to what probably your purpose is. Your passion and your purpose should literally wake you up in the morning before your alarm clock. Your passion and your purpose should be ingrained in your heart. And, you know, we all have desires. And one of the things that I talk about is not just desire, having a desire to accomplish or a desire to achieve, but taking a step further and really asking folks, what is your burning desire? What is your burning desire? So we want to get to the root. And what we're going to talk about is an example of purpose. And how one of my clients was crystal clear on his purpose and another client was not so clear. And I'm going to tell you how the story ends. What we have to do is find out what we love to do, and we need to dedicate our lives to it. This is how you really find your purpose. So there's what we call the five F's, all right, in life, all right? So it's faith, it's family, it's fitness, it's fun, and it's finances, all right? That's easy to remember, the five F's: faith, family, fitness, fun, finances. So if you really take a close look at your life and you just kind of settle down and think about your life in those five areas and get really crystal clear on what is your purpose with your family. What do you want to see in your relationships with your family, with your spouse, with your children, with your coworkers? What about your faith? You know, are you a believer in God, you know, or someone or something else, you know? How about your fitness? All right. We live in a world where 90% of the people are not healthy, right? Most of us, like myself, you know, we go on these ups and we go on these downs, right? You know, I'm going to the gym, you know, consistently, and then COVID hits. And then I'm not going back to the gym. Now I'm going back to the gym. So fitness is really important. What's your purpose in fitness? How about finances? This is where I come in. This is my specialty. What is it that you want for your family? What is it that you want for your business? What is it that you want for yourself? I talk to a lot of folks, and you know, I can tell right away if you're a client who is just in it to get a bigger house, a bigger boat, a bigger car, a bigger stuff, right? So, you know, there's more to life than that stuff, because I know people with stuff and their purpose isn't fulfilled. They're not satisfied because that's temporary needs. Like, you know, you just want a bigger one of whatever it is. So I want to really get to the root of really what your purpose is, and what can you not just acquire, but what is it that you're in a position to give back? How can you be a servant of the gifts and the talents that you have? So that's really where the rubber meets the road. And all those five F's, you know, faith, family, fun, fitness, and finance should all line up with your overall purpose. And that's when you know you're living, you know, your best life. All right. So where you are today in your life, in all those five areas, is a result of all the thoughts that you think in your head. right? Do I need to say that again? Like, the thinking that you've had up to this point is what puts you exactly where you are. You know, your income level, your job status, your family relationships, all of the things that you have present day are a result of the thoughts that you've been thinking. So if you're not happy in any of those areas, very simply, what we have to do is we need to change our thoughts. And once we change our thoughts, we can change our life. All right. So it's your thinking that's really important. So I want to challenge you about your thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, are you filled with positive thoughts or are you filled with negative thoughts? You know, I'm in an office environment a lot of times and, you know, we have conversations and I really have tuned in to the positive conversations versus the negative conversations. And sometimes, you know, unknowingly, I'm participating in negative conversations and I have to kind of check myself to say, hey, wait a minute. This is not the conversation that I need to be having in my workplace, right? Do you suffer from anxiety? Are you depressed? Do you have fear? Do you have fearful thoughts? All right. I've heard statistics that say that we live in a country where there's so many people who are on depression medication, so many people who have anxiety. And, you know, it's just based on the way they've been thinking, right? So, do you have thoughts of prosperity? Do you have thoughts of abundance? Do you have thoughts of peace? Do you have thoughts of happiness, right? One of the ways that I've learned to combat depression, to combat anxiety, is to be grateful. If you ever feel like you're depressed or have anxiety, think about being grateful. Thankful that you woke up in the morning, right? Thankful that you're healthy. Thankful that you got food on the table. Thankful that you have a career, a business. Thankful. Thankfulness will eradicate depression. But we have to be conscious of our thoughts. And I want to encourage you to concentrate on thoughts of positivity and prosperity and abundance. One of the things I want to do with my clients is to create a clear mental picture of the things that you want in your life. And sometimes, you know, we go through life fast and we don't take the time to really settle down and really plan out, where do I want to live? What's my address? I want to have a clear, crystal clear mental picture of the house that I want to live in. I want to help you to formulate that picture in your mind. What kind of car do I want to drive? What year is it? What color is it? We need to be crystal clear on what it is that we want. What do I want from my family? How do I envision my relationships with my spouse, with my children, with my coworkers, right? How do I want to dress every day? What do I see myself wearing on a daily basis? What about my faith? What do I see from my faith? What about my income? How much money do you see yourself earning either now or in retirement or at a certain point in time? How about your weight, right? Maybe you're good where you are. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But if you're not, what's the weight? What do you see yourself weighing? You need to write it down. Write the number down. I want to weigh X. Boom, boom, boom. Write it down, right? And we need to have thoughts and we need to use our imagination and we need to visualize all of these things, where we want to live, where we want to work, the family, our dress, our income, our cars that we're driving, whatever it is that turns you on. And we need to really visualize it. And these are some things that I'm working with clients on right now and helping them put this together. And when I look at your money, once you have a crystal clear of what you want, what we do is we look at where you are with your finances and we want to match it up We want to say, hey, if this is really what God has put in your heart and what you see for yourself, how can we get it? Let me show you how we can get exactly what you want. Live a purposeful, intentional life, right? Not a life of, you know, of accident. You know, sometimes we succeed on accident, right? We want to succeed on purpose. We want to use purpose. We want to use our vision. We want to use our imagination. All right. So that we can actually live the life that we want. One of the things that I learned a while ago is once you get crystal clear on the things that you want, we should all start to act as if those things have already occurred. We need to pretend that I'm already doing this or living there or driving that. You need to envision it that like it's already happened, like it's already here. All right. An old friend of mine told me, you know, we have to examine what we do daily in order to reach our goals. So we need to look at the things that we want and every single day, inch by inch, right? Inch by inch, it's a cinch. It's the yard that's hard. How many times do we do a New Year's resolution, right? And then by March, it's out the window, right? Because we bit off more than we can chew. The yard is hard. But when you look at your New Year's resolution and you break it down small, like I can do a little bit there. See, inch by inch. It's a cinch and it works every single time. All right. Well, today I'm going to talk about the power of purpose. All right. And I'm going to give you an example of two clients that I've known for years. These were young men that I met early on. I'm going to call 1A and 1B. Okay. So I'll start with A. This guy was talented. He was a young guy and he worked for a corporation and he came to work early. He left late. He worked on his days off. This guy had it, right? He had that it, right? Very professionally dressed every day, very well groomed. The perfect employee, right? Talented, smart, right? And I worked with him and his family, you know, putting some things together for him, getting him really in order, getting his life in order financially. And I said to the young man, listen, you are sacrificing tons of your time, of your energy. You're sacrificing your family for the company. You, my friend, need to start your own company. You, my friend, have what it takes to be successful. You are, you know, giving your life to the company and you're probably smarter than your boss. But for whatever reason, it didn't click for him. You see, his purpose, his vision was cloudy, right? And what he did was he used all kinds of excuses on why he could not go out on his own, right? You know, we all have excuses, right? They're really easy to come by. Oh, well, the president. Oh, I'm gonna blame it on inflation. Oh, I'm gonna blame it on, you know, the price of gas, whatever. You know, it's easy. It's easy to do the blame game. The problem is most people don't see those opportunities and you need someone else to show it to you. But you still have to have the courage, right, to step out there on your own and create, you know, follow your dream. But this particular guy was tied to the benefits of the job. He was tied to the consistent, steady paycheck. Basically, he was afraid. He was afraid of what he didn't know. And therefore, he's going to be an employee. I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to do well, but if he took his same talent and his same time and created his own company, listen, the sky is the limit for this guy. And, you know, you can just see it. You could tell when you hung around the guy, when you, you know, saw how he was moving. So now I want to switch gears to client B. Now, this is an interesting story. This was a young man married, right, who was an apprentice to his boss. And what happened was his boss taught him the job. So it was a sales job where he was going out doing estimates. He was meeting with the clients. He was doing the billing with the clients. He was the customer service. He was the customer experience. The customers trusted him. He built trust with the customers. And he did a phenomenal job. A smart guy, talented guy. You know, he's another guy who had the it, right? And I used to meet with him on a regular basis. We used to have breakfast together on a regular basis. And he would tell me about, you know, the boss. You know, he said, the boss got the big house. The boss got the big boat. The boss is sitting on his laurels. And I'm doing all the work. The boss doesn't appreciate me. I'm the one keeping the company afloat. I said, man, you know what? It sounds to me like you got what it takes. It sounds to me like you've already answered your own question. You need to go out on your own. You need to do it yourself. You need to take what he's given you and run with it. Well, I don't know, 6 months later, a year later, we met. We had another meeting. We met. And he told me a story. And he said, Troy, the boss came in. All the other bosses came in. We had this big meeting. And he said, the boss singled me out. He made a fool of me in front of my peers. He said, I'm the guy that was keeping the boat afloat. And one little thing went wrong. And instead of him coming to me, he made an example of me in front of my peers. He said, Troy, I was absolutely furious. Well, guess what he did? He had courage and he stood up in the meeting and he looked the boss right in the face. And he said, you know what? I quit. I don't need to be treated like this. I'm the one holding this fort down. And even a more bold move, what he did was he turned around to his peers and he said, listen, I'm out of here. I'm going to start my own company. Who wants to come with me? Who wants to come with me on this journey? Bold, powerful, right? Well, now this particular gentleman, I'm going to say over a 10-year period, started off small. So he didn't have money, but he had a dream, right? He didn't have a capital, but he had a dream and he stuck to it. And right now to this day, I've seen this guy go from a little teeny warehouse. Then he got a bigger warehouse. Then he got a bigger warehouse. Well, he just opened up a building that he paid $1.7 million for. Full of inventory, right? Didn't use COVID as an excuse, right? Currently has 35, 45 employees. He started with just himself. Because he wasn't afraid and he used the power of purpose. And that's the message that I want to share with you today is the power of purpose. We must know our purpose because now once you know your purpose, it's not even about you anymore, right? It's about who you can bring along with you. It's about who you can serve along the way, right? What you can leave behind to the next generation, all right? That's where we come in. We want to teach people how that they can line their money up with their purpose in life. All right. So I want to ask you a question. Are you client A or are you client B? All right. Or maybe you're a little bit of both A and B. I don't know. But I'm giving you this story to give you some reasons to look at yourself and see if there's ways that we could possibly improve your current situation by just taking the time inch by inch. It's a cinch, right? So at Shorts and Associates, we know our purpose. We know it. We have it crystal clear. Our purpose is to educate people about how wealth really, truly works. The problem is most people haven't been taught how wealth truly works. It's not about chasing a rate of return in the stock market. It's more about where your money's located than what your money earns. These are fundamental principles that we teach our clients. Most people we find are losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily. we find anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000 per year per family that people are forfeiting to the banks, to the financial institutions, to the insurance companies, to the Internal Revenue Service, right? We teach strategies on how to recapture those dollars. So it's no new money. It's no out of pocket. We're redistributing dollars that you're already spending. And now we can put those dollars to your purpose, to your business, to your family, more fun, you know, more finances, more fitness, better family. And it works. It absolutely works. My purpose is so important. And one of the reasons why is because we have 360 million people that live in the United States of America. And 90% of those people are broke. Do you think there's something wrong here, right? How is it that the banks and the financial institutions get bigger and bigger and bigger year after year after year, profit after profit after profit? But 360 million people are broke. Only 10% are what are called wealthy in our country. Well, we have to think about that. Why do you think that is? The people who are holding on to all the money are the people who are telling us what to do with our money. Do you think it might be a little conspiracy there? Possibly. Well, we want to share with you, what are you doing where you're losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily? What if we could turn the tide on the banks and the financial institutions and the Internal Revenue Service and the banks and move some of that money back on your plate? How would it change your life? Let me just ask you a question. If you had an additional $25,000 or $35,000 a year, how would it change your life? How would it change your address? How would it change the car you drive? How would it change the vacations that you take? Right? How would it change the relationships? How would it change your career? Right? See, this is where the rubber meets the road. All right. I'm not talking about rates of return and all that stuff. I'm talking about where the rubber hits the road, making a positive impact and a positive change on people's lives by utilizing strategies financially to put money back in your pocket to do the things that you've been purposed that you want to do. Not that I want to do, that you want to do. All right. So this is my passion. This is what wakes me up in the morning. This is what gives me energy every single day. And this is what I've dedicated my life to. All right. So I believe that I am a surgeon. I am a doctor. I'm like an optometrist. I create vision. I show people what they haven't seen. I clear up your prescription on your glasses so you can get like that crystal clear vision and really just kind of implement, you know, so you can have the life that you've always imagined. When you establish your purpose, I want you to understand something. This is like a law of nature. When you get serious about this stuff, all right, not playing around, but when you really get serious, you put the pen to the paper, you take some time away, you think, right? Opposition will come your way. Guaranteed. You have to anticipate the opposition, right? When you say, I want to make X amount of dollars, I want to start my business, I want to do obstacles, opposition, situations, circumstances are going to come your way, right? There's going to be naysayers, right? There's going to be people that say, you could never do that, right? Kind of like my client A, right? He probably heard those words and he stayed right where he was, right? Well, here's a very popular word. It's called haters. You guys know what haters are, right? You know, I see it on the TV, you know, they're haters, right? Well, I'm going to give you something today that I believe that there's absolutely no such thing as a hater. Haters do not exist. Haters is not true. What those people are people who just do not understand your purpose. They're not haters. They just didn't get the memo. You got the memo. They didn't get the same memo. You call them a hater. I don't think there's any such thing as a hater. It's just people that don't understand the vision. They don't understand your goals, don't understand your purpose. They're not haters. They just don't get it, right? The people that you and I or the world labels as haters, when the guy says to you, you know, there's no way you could start a business. There's no way you could go out on your own. You don't even have any money, right? Well, I have naysayers in my practice. I have people that I meet with that don't believe that they can do the things that I tell them they can do, right? And what I have to explain to people is, oh, yes, we can. Because you haven't been to the symposiums that I've been to. You haven't read the books that I've read. You haven't spent the money to learn and research. You haven't spent the hours in the library like I have. See, that's my foundation because I'm dedicated. No one can turn me against my philosophy because I put too much time in. It's in there. It's my purpose. It's what drives me. It's what gets me up in the morning. So the naysayers, they have no power. They have no power over me. And guess what? They have no power over you. Listen, thanks for tuning in today. I want to just give a shout out to all the people who subscribe and the faithful listeners. I really, really, really appreciate your time and your attention to my podcast. And it is nothing more wonderful than meeting somebody on the street at a restaurant. And they say, hey, Troy, I've been listening to your podcast. And I just thank you so much. So I want you to keep it up. I want you guys to share my podcast with people you know, people you love, people you trust. All right. We want to get this word out and we want to change the world one person at a time, little by little, inch by inch. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Wealth Strategies to Value. Bye-bye.